The Rat Bows to the Chinese New Year of the Ox by Ari Joshua Baus. Artwork created by Aunt Barbara Merlotti. Have you ever heard of the meme singing like black crows to the following lyrical everyday magical tune? It is easier to fool someone than it is to convince them that they have been fooled. This conversational nuance sprung up in communication with coworker teacher friends recently. Following that, I reflected on the spiritual therapy of coyote energy regarding its trickster elemental and the medicinal alchemy of balancing wisdom and folly that we have referenced in past blog entries. How will our grandchildren look at the good old boy network of greedy governmental narcissism, the elitist entitlement of the Trump presidency, and subsequent mobs' violent stormtrooping of the Capitol in Washington, D.C.? It's hard not to be reminded of Obi-Wan Kenobi's Jedi wit. Who's more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows him? The next several years will not be easy, but I do believe that we will rise out of the ashes like a phoenix by bringing more balance to the force. Personally, the above dynamic is particularly challenging when in the company of others, as I have a strong, single-minded streak and have relied heavily on my gut instincts in life. While being single-minded and self-deterministic can be a sound survival skill and good strategy for living, it can also be a curse. Being overly single-minded and self-deterministic can come across as entitled, too selfish to other people, and too selfish to other people. When reflecting on the reality of this perspective, I am reminded of working with the new age of Aquarius in a balanced way. Like the wolf government, the politics of Aquarius dances with balancing individualism and collective group consciousness. How do we balance the needs of nurturing our individual souls with the needs of the collective souls? It's not an exact science or fixed destination, but more of an unfolding process. Additionally, there is street credibility of giving respect to others when respect is shown to you, in much the same way as we see in the old world classic Game of Thrones. Respect is earned and based on a strict adherence to rituals, rules, and edicts. But a deeper quality of respect does exist, even if only we allow for it. When journeying into this dimension, we are invited to dig a little deeper to access this truth, which arrives intuitively from the dream time. For example, a fellow spiritual traveler echoed this awareness by asserting, "The Wabanaki notion of respect is unconditional. It lives inside of me, and the more I become aware of that, then I naturally respect others." Thankfully, we have spiritual teachers that have lived on this planet before, as well as those that have lived on the planet today that are good role models for us. We can emulate them so that we can awaken these truths within so that they become self-evident. The more of us that are awakening to this dimension of respect, the more it is becoming a shared experience. Check out this short video that further captures the sentiment at Indian Island Penobscot Nation. Contextually, when watching the current events of your own life, are you finding yourself untangling from a complex web of your old self? Past experiences, awakening to new beginnings, budding energy stirring within and itching to spring forth out into the sunlight? That would make sense as Mercury is in retrograde right now till February 20th. Keep in mind that Thursday is a new moon and Friday, February 12th, is a Chinese Lunar New Year of the Ox. Spring is on its way and happening right now, energetically speaking. As we have discussed in earlier blogs, Ox symbolizes humility, hard work, and emotional regulation. What is more, their energies are good reminders that it is important that everyone be allowed to contribute in group work. Sometimes it's good to stay in your lane and trust that others will do their part. The process also invites us to be mindful of letting go and surrendering to the will of the universe. I can hear an old football friend's wit, "There is no I in team, but there is a me." More importantly, Chinese astrology tells a story about when the Buddha summoned all the animals to establish an orderly sequence to the Chinese zodiac. Moreover, in the race, the ox would have taken the honor of taking first place had it not been for the clever and cunning rat who rode at the back of the ox and jumped forward at the finish line to steal away the top award. Given that rats are very shrewd, coupled with an apparent zeal for competition, their connection to the term rat race seems apropos. I hardly think it's a coincidence, given that behaviorist psychology gained social science credence from the results yielded by studying laboratory rats and scientific experiments. The capitalist socialist system that we live in mirrors that science. Furthermore, when exploring the inner realms of meditative spaciousness, consider contemplating the sacred geometric Arcturian wisdom regarding balance. The energy of balance helps you recognize yourself. If you are true to your feelings, if you recognize your own truth, nothing will be able to disturb your balance. Reportedly, some of these Arcturian-inspired and recommended assertive I messages are to say, I release all thought forms that no longer serve me and clear out toxic habituated thought programs. These are examples of how we can shift the spotlight of our purposeful attention from negative self-talk to positive self-talk. We can do this by embracing the chattering monkey mind rather than trying to push it away or throw it in the trash. Moreover, meditation on the spirit of bear reinforces the power of respecting your own personal authority and the boundaries of self in relationship with others. Set your intention to the dream lodge and ask for travels in your sleep dream cycle. This is not always easy during our waking hours, but a good way to let go before a good night's rest. Finally, when examining balance in our daily lives, it is always important to live with intention and try to follow in the footsteps with the commitment. That is the trick to play with during our daily walking meditation along the trails of life. When we are walking in the center of the circle, we need to be mindful of not getting too swayed to the right or left. Have we ever lived in such divided times? Indeed, these are the days to remember, where we're being called to heal the illusion of polarity consciousness. All that means is that our higher selves are bringing higher energies to illuminate the shadows of our lower selves and the underground tunnels of our subconscious minds. In this awakening new age and paradigm, we are transitioning into an era of diversity and unity. We are all created equal, but are also uniquely diverse expressions of spirit. And yet, we are all part of oneness, the rainbow children under the sun and the moon that we all are. The middle school civil rights students I work with get that concept. Or like Mr. Miyagi captured in the classic film The Karate Kid so simply, different but same. Take care of yourselves, everyone. Ari.